Chapter 3. Amundsen's New Plan. Norway had a new leader, King Haakon VII. He helped Norway become independent from Sweden, so the Norwegians loved him. I wrote him a note to congratulate him, and he invited me to visit his palace. I was quite surprised and very pleased, but I knew I must be careful. The king shouldn't know my new plan: to be the first man to reach the South Pole. The king was a thin man with a moustache. He wore a suit and tie. "Sit down, Amundsen," he said. "Thank you for inviting me, Your Highness," I said. "I'm happy you're my new king." King Haakon VII laughed. "And we are glad you're our brave explorer. Did you know that I studied at the Royal Danish Naval Academy?" "No, sir," I said. "I'm a sailing man," the king said. "I love the ocean." "That's good to hear, Your Highness," I said. "Amundsen, I have got one question for you," King Haakon VII said very seriously. "Why did they beat us to the North Pole?" "We were too slow, sir," I said. "I am responsible for that." "Well, what about the South Pole?" asked the king. "Nobody got there yet." "Several countries are trying to reach it," I explained. "Well, we must beat them to the South Pole," the king said. "I want to, Your Majesty," I said. "That's my plan, but we've got competition. Captain Scott of the British Royal Navy is also heading south." King Haakon stood up and said, "Amundsen, you must arrive at the South Pole before anybody else does. Don't do it for me. Do it for Norway. You must get to the South Pole any way you can." "I will, Your Majesty," I said. "But can you do me one favour?" "Yes, Captain," he said. "Anything." "Don't tell anyone I'm going," I replied. "It must be a secret." Time was passing, and Captain Scott's Terra Nova expedition was already sailing for the South Pole. The next day, I wrote to my brother. "Dear Leon, I have got some good news and some bad news. Bad news, I am in debt. I haven't got any money, and I don't want another failure. Captain Scott is already sailing to the South Pole. He mustn't arrive there first. Good news. I met King Haakon VII. He hopes Norway will win the race to the South Pole. I have got a secret plan to beat Captain Scott there, but nobody can know. If the newspapers find out, Scott will move faster, and then they will get there before us. I started this project very quietly. We cannot tell the other men until we are already at sea. Leon, we must prepare for a very long, dangerous voyage. But don't tell anybody. Your brother, Roald."